KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06 here this morning, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies and your current temperature at 40 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today and a high of 48 with north-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. A traffic stop late Friday night in Shenandoah resulted in a woman taken into custody on drug charges. Authorities say officers stopped a vehicle in the 200 block of North Elm Street at around 10:20 p.m. Friday. After speaking with the occupants of the vehicle and canine Argo being deployed, officers arrested 37-year-old Amber Sue Glantz of Shenandoah. Glantz was charged with possession of controlled substance methamphetamine, a serious misdemeanor, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. She was transported to the Page County Jail and bond set at $1,000. Sheriff's deputies in Fremont County responding Friday night to a disturbance outside of Hamburg arrested 22-year-old Jacob Durfelt of Hamburg for sexual abuse assault on a juvenile in the third degree. Deputies were called to 3027 300th Avenue at around 9 p.m. and took Durfelt into custody following an investigation into the incident. The name of the juvenile was not released. Sheriff Kevin Astrope says Durfelt was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $10,000 cash bond. The incident remains under investigation. The Union County Sheriff's Office says a Lorimore resident reported last weekend that sometime over the past week, someone broke into his home in Lorimore. A door sustained about $250 damage during the incident, and several items were taken, including a wooden box containing old silver coins, a box containing assorted ammunition, a Samsung 42-inch flat-screen TV, and a jewelry box with assorted jewelry items. The items were valued at $8,500 altogether. An early morning house fire in the tiny southern Iowa community of Benton has left two people dead. KCCI-TV reports Ringgold County emergency crews were notified about the fire about 3 a.m. Friday. The county sheriff's office says when crews from the Mount Air Fire Department arrived, they found the home engulfed in smoke and flames. Firefighters pulled 68-year-old Linda Gale Haley and 71-year-old Robert Fay Haley out of the building. Firefighters attempted CPR but were unable to revive either person. The state fire marshal is investigating that blaze. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County reported a Shelby County man was arrested Thursday afternoon at the Clark County Jail for charges originating in Pottawatomie County. 29-year-old Justin Michael Level of Irwin was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for theft in the fourth degree and two warrants for forgery. At least one of the warrants was related to the fraudulent use of a credit card. Level was transported back to the Pottawatomie County Jail and booked in. The sheriff's office said also that 33-year-old Andrew Michael Housebrook of Council Bluffs was arrested Thursday evening for being a fugitive from justice. Housebrook was taken into custody after he was seen walking in the area of Highway 92 at Valley View Drive. A records check indicated he had an active warrant. And 42-year-old Terry Allen Hoyton of Honey Creek was arrested for OWI second offense and cited for improper use of lanes early Friday morning. After a deputy observed Hoyton's vehicle going the wrong way on Pierce Street and North Avenue, the deputy noted that Hoyton had a strong odor of alcohol and there were open containers of beer on the floor and passenger seat of his vehicle. Hoyton also had reportedly bloodshot and watery eyes and slurred speech. The man initially consented to taking a field sobriety test but then refused and instead consented to a preliminary breath test, which resulted in him being placed under arrest. A fast food restaurant parking lot in Council Bluffs was the scene of a chain reaction accident Friday afternoon. Council Bluffs police say 61-year-old Michael Forbes of Council Bluffs was parking his 2002 Toyota 4Runner in the parking lot of the Great Wall Restaurant in the 400 block of East Broadway at around 12:45 p.m. when he apparently hit the accelerator pedal instead of the brake. His vehicle jumped the curb and struck two vehicles that were parked in the Jimmy John's parking lot. The passenger side tires of the SUV struck the front of a 1989 Pontiac Grand Prix, which caused it to ramp onto the driver's side and come to rest against a 2015 Ford Fusion. All vehicles sustained moderate damage, but all remained drivable. The Grand Prix and Fusion were both unoccupied. Forms was not hurt, but he was trapped inside the vehicle until fire department personnel braced the vehicle and were able to extricate him. No citations were issued as the incident happened on private property. Once near extinction, the bald eagle population is seeing a spike in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. The Omaha World Herald reports that warm temperatures ahead mean the birds are following their waterfowl prey as they head north. Joel Jorgensen, Nebraska Game and Parks non-game bird program manager, says the migration makes it prime time for eagle viewing. The Game and Parks Department documented a record 162 active bald eagle nests in 2016, a huge jump from when the state recorded its first active nest in about a century in 1991. Jorgensen says the eagle population will flourish as long as legal shooting of the birds is minimized and the pesticide DDT stays banned. Bald eagles are protected by federal law. And officials with the Cass County Health System in Atlantic said on Friday that the next session of the Healthy You is scheduled to take place at noon on Thursday, February 23rd, and will focus on diagnostic imaging. Director of Diagnostic Imaging Carrie Schmidt will present it during the session. Schmidt says she will briefly cover all of the services they offer, including radiography, MRI, CT, ultrasound, and more. The presentation will then take a more in-depth look at DEXA and osteoporosis, as well as mammography and breast cancer. Healthy You is a free educational lunch series at Cass County Health System, held monthly in conference room number 2. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as lunch is provided for all attendees. Call 712-243-7479 to reserve your seat. And the nation's largest 4-H livestock show is relocating from Omaha to Fonder Park in Grand Island, where the Nebraska State Fair runs. The Exarban Foundation sponsors the Exarban Stock Show, which began its Omaha run in 1928. The foundation's Kevin Cook says moving to Grand Island will help the event expand. Last year, it drew nearly 1,100 4-H participants from the surrounding states. Cook says the Fonder Park facilities offer more room than Omaha's CenturyLink Center, which has hosted the show since opening in 2003. This year's stock show will be held from September 28th through October 1st. A professional rodeo has run with the show since 1947, but Cook says a contract for the 2017 rodeo hasn't been signed yet. That's a look at the latest in news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. John Leonard Watts, Jr., age 55, of Harlan, died January 25th in Harlan. Memorial services for John Watts, Jr. will be held today at 1 p.m. at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Margaret A. Dalby, age 85, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Margaret Dalby will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Harold Shorty William Bentz, age 88, of Minden, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Harold Shorty Bentz will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Howard Rush, age 79, of Griswold, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services for Howard Rush will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Betty Fankley, age 95, of Atlantic, died on Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bette Fankley will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Mary Jo Oliver, age 90, of Irwin, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Mary Jo Oliver will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Mildred Harris, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Mildred Harris will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.